This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Chetnut here, Chetnut Markan, standout contestant, it says here. Well, you were in the 2014 Bake Off series. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I don't know about that, thank you very much.
No, don't. This is no place for modesty. Well, you were the lady who used the spices brilliantly well in your baking. Just remind everybody of what you were able to do.
Basically, when I found out that I am going to go into Bake Off, I thought I need to rely on my knowledge of cooking to go into baking, because baking was in my strong point, an amateur, but I did cook a lot. So I just took inspiration from whatever I've cooked before that, which was mostly Indian food.
And Paul Holloway couldn't believe he was crazy about your spice use, wasn't he? That was the thing that
got
him going.
Yes, which was quite nice. He gave me the title Flavour Queen, which was amazing to hear from him.
Yes.
And actually even Mary appreciated, though she doesn't like chilli or, heat, but she really liked some of the combinations.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. I mean, presumably it's got to be about the right amount, hasn't it, in baking. If you're going to put a spice in, then
yes,
the quantity is crucial.
Yes, you just don't go and make it into a curry.
No, I'm just thinking of my own inept performance in the kitchen. I'd be capable of creating complete mayhem. So tell us what you're going to do today. By the way, if anybody would like to make the Swiss roll that Chetna is going to do brilliantly, I know, recipes on the website right now. But this is a Swiss roll with some fruit.
Yes, yeah. So it's basically a peach and strawberry Swiss roll, and it's got a hint of cardamom in the sponge.
Right.
And you would think, it's not a usual combination, strawberry and cardamom with peach. But actually, it's the subtle notes that just combine really, really well. And we're not using peach as it is. We have caramelized it, which just adds a lot more flavor than just using normal peach.
Could you use tin peaches, Chetna?
Actually, sadly, today I have brought in tin peaches.
There's nothing sad about tin peach. I love them. Go on.
Because I couldn't get hold of really nice fresh ones.
No, but it's a reasonable thing to do if you can't caramelise.
Yes, yes.
I mean, forgive me, but I suppose if time is of the essence, who's going to caramelise a peach?
The tinned peaches is absolutely fine. This whole thing is quite nice. We'll hopefully get some sun soon.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bank on it. In fact, it does seem it's winter again, isn't it? I'm really cross about that. It's not fair. Right, so you're slicing your strawberries at the moment.
I'm just chopping some of the strawberries. I have got a really nice sponge already ready because it needed to be cooled completely before we fill the cream in it. And when you are making the Swiss roll sponge, you really need to put in some effort in it to get as much air as possible.
Yeah, can you explain what you mean by that?
So when you are making the Swiss roll, you have to beat the sugar and eggs a lot. When I say in the recipe 5 to 10 minutes, I mean really go for it. So
5 to 10 minutes?
Basically, it needs to get in as much. It's a light sponge, airy sponge, so you need to get in as much air as possible. And, once you have the right base, it only needs a bit of flour. And also, I've added some strawberry in the sponge with the cardamom, which goes really well.
Now, I know that you grew up in India, didn't you?
And yes.
You were a fashion student, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I don't know whether to say I am or I was
anymore. Well, a lot of people will remember you from Bake Off. You're a very stylish dresser. No, you are. Well,
Thank you.
That. And people love your hair as well, don't they?
Yes.
So, I mean, you obviously are somebody who cares about appearance and works their look really effectively.
Actually, one of the reasons to go grey was because I don't kind of okay, I want to be, if this is what I have, then I have to make the most of it.
You're looking at my hair when you say that. I've got there's, no. No, there's nothing unnatural about my hair apart from the dye in it, Jenna. It's a really interesting issue, that. And I know there was a mild obsession, wasn't there? Well, more than a mild one, with your hair on the programme.
Yes, God.
Well, and since you've mentioned it, I will ask you about it, because you did go grey quite young.
Yes.
I mean, you're still really young, but I mean, your hair does, it is beautiful. It does look lovely, but you understand why. Well, go on. What do you think about all
no,
the fuss?
No, because my dad's hair went grey really early, and then I got it from him. So, you know, I did colour it early on before I had the kids. And then I thought, you know, why? Because I love it, and I wear it with pride. I absolutely love my hair, you know, the colour. And some people like it, some people don't. Somebody's asked me, why do you dye it grey? And I think...
But you could. It is interesting that people want to mention it, don't they? Because I suppose it plays into it for exactly the same reason that I do dye my hair. You've chosen not to dye yours.
Yes.
We're all just different, and we should just be able to do what the hell we want.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people do have commented a lot over the last couple of years, as in, are you old with good skin, or are you really young with grey?
They actually ask that, don't they? People are. They never fail to amaze. Okay, so I think I'm being told, in fact, Chetna, that you need to make your Swiss roll with some speed, which I know you will. And in fact, Chetna has agreed to hang on for the podcast. So if you have any, if you're interested in Bake Off and any behind the scenes stuff, well, that's what I'm going to be asking Chetna about in the podcast. And the podcast, of course, is available later. You can subscribe via our website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/womanshour, and that's where you go as well to get the recipe for the Swiss roll. Growing up then, baking is not a big thing in India, is it?
No, it's not. There are not too many ovens available, and they are now, but it's mostly cooking. And for sweet, you have lots of varieties of Indian sweets, which is why...
Yes, and a lot of Indian street food is sweet, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Can you tell me about some of those things? Because I haven't been to India, so I'd really love to know what you can buy on the street that's good.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That is such an interesting topic, because I love the street food in India. And there is a lot of sweets, like you can get gulab jamun and fresh jalebi, which is the spiral things that are deep fried and then dipped in a lot of sweet syrup, but they are absolutely stunning to eat. And you get all sorts of sweets, different sweets in winters and different sweets in summer, because there is a big contrast in the weather there. So there's all sorts of nuts they use in the sweets, and so there is a lot of variety, and which should be tried. So,
but don't rush your Swiss roll, because I think what we'll do is we'll have the drama, and then I'll come back to you at the end of the programme. Partly because people love hearing me eat food, so we'll definitely make sure that we prioritise that if we squeeze in nothing else. So, Chetna, thank you very much. We'll come back to you a little bit later. Putting the fork down in time. Chetna has finished. That is the Swiss roll. I can't tell you how lovely that is. It's the cardamom really comes through there.
Yes.
In a really delicate way, though. Quite fantastic. I've got that right. It is cardamom, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry,
yes.
You had your mouthful. I do apologise. I thought you were shocked. Chetna's book is called The Cardamom Trail, and there'll be more from her in our podcast available later. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.